Sodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Jajaratha Madhava Punja Vihari Jajaratha Madhava Punja Vihari Gopiyana Vallava Girivaradadi Gopiyana Vallava Girivaradadi Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayaratha Madhava Punja Vihari Jayaratha Madhava Punja Vihari Jaya Ratha Madhava Punja Vihari Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraya Kacharya Astotra Sat Sri Shima His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kachari Astotra Sat Sri Shima His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Ki Prensi Kohosti Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardham Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Srinavadvaita Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Iskon Nilarka Ki The Lord Sri 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 Goranitai Ki Sri Sri Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ji Ki Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Yamuna Mai Ganga Mai Ki Sambhaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Prasadam Distribution Ki Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 21, Text Number 33. Maitreya Uvacha. Evantam Anuvasyata. Bhagavam Pratyak Akshaya. Jagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parisita Maitreya Uvacha Evantam Anubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyak Akshaya Jagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parisita. Maitreya Uvacha. Bhagavat Pratyakshaya Yagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parishita Maitreya Uvacha Evantam Anubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyat Akshaya Yagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parish Maitreya Uvacha Evanta Manubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyat Akshaya Yagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parishita Maitreya Uvacha Evanta Manubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyak Akshaya Yagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parisrita Maitreya Uvacha Evanta Manubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyakshaya Vyagabindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parisrita Maitreya Uvacha Evanta Manubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyakshaya Jagama Bindu Sarasa Pratya Parisita Vaishnavis Maitreya Uvacha Evanta Manubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyakshaya Jagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parisrita Maitreya Uvacha Evanta Manubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyakshaya Jagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parisrita Maitreya Uvacha Evantam Anubhasyata Bhagavan Pratyakshaya Yagama Bindu Sarasa Sarasvatya Parishnita. Word meaning? Maitreya Uvacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Evam, thus, Tam, to him, Anuvasya, having spoken, Atha, then, Bhagavan, the Lord, Pratyag, directly, Aksha, by senses, Jaha, who is perceived, Jagama, went away, Bindu Sarasaha, from Lake Bindu Sarovara, Sarasvatya, by the river Sarasvati, Parishitat, encircled. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maitreya went on. Thus, having spoken to Kardama Muni, the Lord, who reveals Himself only when the senses are in Krishna consciousness, departed from that lake called Bindu Sarovara, which was encircled by the river Sarasvati. Purport. One word in this verse is very significant. The Lord is stated here to be Pratya Akshaya. He is imperceptible to material senses, but still he can be seen. This appears to be contradictory. We have material senses, but how can we see the Supreme Lord? He is called Adokshaya, which means that he cannot be seen by the material senses. Akshaya means knowledge, perceived by material senses. Because the Lord is not an object that can be understood by speculation with our material senses. He is also called Ajita. He will conquer, but no one can conquer him. What does it mean, then, that still he can be seen? It is explained that no one can hear the transcendental name of Krishna. No one can understand his transcendental form, and no one can assimilate his transcendental pastimes. It is not possible. Then how is it possible that he can be seen and understood? When one is trained in devotional service and renders service unto him, gradually one's senses are purified of material contamination. When one's senses are thus purified, then one can see, one can understand, one can hear, and so on. The purification of the material senses and perception of the transcendental form, name, and quality of Krishna are combined together in one word, Pratya Akshaya, which is used here. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satayine. Mukankaro Jivachalam Pangu Jangratigiri Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Siguru di Natarina. So, we've been hearing in this, so we've been hearing a lot of wonderful descriptions in the conversation here between the Lord, Lord Vishnu. Actually, previous to this verse, there's some conversation that there's some beautiful prayers that Kardama Muni is offering to the Lord, and consequently, the Lord after that he responded. But the wonderful thing was that he, when the Lord appeared in his Garuda chariot, he was so beautiful and brilliantly, he displayed an elegance that no one can see in this material world. It is described that he had some beautiful garland, lotus garland, and then some lily flowers, and his yellow, brilliant yellow dhoti, and he has his, you know, as usually, all his paraphernalia there. So he was smiling, and he was so happy to see his devotee. Why he was so happy is because in at that particular time in Satya Yuga, the process of self-realization is meditation. So Kardama Muni performed austerities for 10,000 years, and he achieved perfection. His perfection, he himself described as when he actually saw the Lord. He says, now I can see that the perfection of my vision is to see you face to face. And then after that, so many other beautiful exchanges there that we derive so much knowledge from this, how to actually guide our lives from different things that Kardama Muni was saying. And I was just also remembering that Naikadma Prabhu mentioned this morning that today is Valentine's Day. And I just thought that a great percentage of the people out there, they're celebrating in different ways. And we wish them good in that, of course. You know, we are well wishers. They're, you know, trying to show their affection and love for, you know, the dear ones. And but here we are, you know, ourselves trying to develop love for Krishna and get our affection to Krishna. Because as it was mentioned there in the many things that Kardama Muni was mentioned to Lord Vishnu, is that unfortunately, he says, my dear Lord, you didn't really want to create this world. Actually, that was not your idea. But he said, out of compassion for all the living beings, you create this through your agent, which is, Mahamaya, to facilitate everyone to enjoy. So if someone wants to enjoy, here, take to the, no problem. But those who engage themselves in the service of the Lord, for those, he has a special reciprocation. So in this particular verse now that we're seeing, is described that no one can see the Lord, no one can understand the Lord, but at the same time, you see him. But how is that? Even in the Vedas, I think Kim Parikshi, I mean in the personified Vedas, Kim Parikshi is actually asking that question to Sukadeva Goswami. So we're living in this material world, and everything here is the three modes of material nature. So if we offer our prayers, how is that with a materialistic mind and material intelligence? How are we going to pronounce like that sound vibration? This material, how are we going to reach that transcendence? Because his adoksha is beyond. And yeah, like that. So the point is still there, how we can see. So there's actually one nice verse that describes Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Navabe Grahyam Indriya Sevan Mukhe Hijivado Swayan Evas Puratyada. That no one can understand Krishna by his blunt material senses. But If you render devotional service with love and devotion, he himself comes and reveals to him. Just like he did that to Kardama Muni. He was so pleased. And he was doing meditation 10,000 years. The process is different. Now we have a different process in Kali Yuga. So, yes. So devotional service begins by the tongue. Jivado. So the function of the tongue is two. One is to vibrate sound and the other one is to eat. So when you do vibrate sound, you want to obviously vibrate pure sounds, and the holy name of Krishna is so pure. So if you chant Hare Krishna, obviously you start getting purified. So it begins by the tongue, by chanting the holy name, and by eating prasad. So those two things eventually will help us to purify these blunt material senses. And that's why in the morning we chant Sarira Vidya Yavendriya Dhaikar Jive Pele Visaya Sagure Dharma Yajivayati. That these material senses are blunt. It's like, you know, we have to wake them up. How you do that? Through prasad, or through describing the glories of the Lord. So that is our process. And he also said in the Bhagavad Gita, what is that verse? 1855. Bhaktya maam avyanati yavanjas chasmitatudakhadavam tato man tatato gyata vishate tadanantaram. You can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. When you are full conscious of me, then I reveal myself to you. So that's our process here. And also, one has to be eager for that. Srila Prabhupada was mentioning in one lecture that he said that very, you know, once in a while there are those kind of people who ask to see God. Have you seen God? Can you show me God? And, you know, obviously they just come like that. They blurt, you know, like, can you see me, God? Can you show me, God? And then Prabhupada gives the example about when a person, you know, you're driving your car, it breaks down, and then he said, you're there, you're looking at the car, but you don't have the qualification, you don't understand. The mechanic comes, and immediately he says, oh, yeah, I can understand. This is the problem. He finds a screw or something, and immediately he's qualified. So we have to qualify ourselves. And actually, I remember also that Bhaktavatar told me that. And also, actually, Sankarshan Prabhu, he said that Prabhupada wrote him a letter. He said that someday you will see Krishna face to face, but you have to qualify yourself. So we need to qualify ourselves for that. And so in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning too that eagerness. He said there was one time there was a reciter, professional reciter, describing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he said in this message, he said, and there is one beautiful boy who plays in the forest, and his name is Govinda, Krishna. He said he has a lot of beautiful jewelry, a lot of jewelry. He's so beautiful. And there was a thief right there. So when he heard that, he said, I can satisfy my needs. I can become rich now. I want to go and see that boy in Vrindavan. So he made arrangements. He went. And there he goes. When he saw Krishna there, he said, yeah. Because he heard the descriptions, how he looked like, beautiful, peak of feather and everything. So he approached him. He said, can you give me one of your jewels? And little Krishna is playing the role of a baby. He said, no. Mother Yasoda will get angry at me. He said, she wouldn't like it. And then this gave him more eagerness to go and, you know, come on, give me some. And Krishna, no. And then finally, at one point, Krishna says, okay, take. So he took the jewelry, and as a consequence of that, for the association of Krishna, he became purified. So that's, but what was the qualification of the thief? Eagerness. So you have to be eager. If you're not eager, then, you know. In a similar way, there are many other descriptions that Prabhupada describes, you know, in different settings, like he described the gopis when they wanted to go and see Krishna. He said that the gopis will do anything. They will give up any other, you know, you can say so-called attachments. The family members, the husband, the children, and brothers, and run for Krishna. Even to the point that sometimes some of the gopis were stopped. You know, where are you going? What are you doing? And they didn't care. They just go. But those who were stopped, it is said that actually left their bodies in separation for Krishna. But those who went there and they saw him, Prabhupada mentioned this, he said, and they were with lusty desires in that particular lecture. Lusty desires, but by the closeness with Krishna, they became, you know, like more purified. So, again, that was eagerness. And also, Srila Rupa Goswami mentioned something very interesting. He says that one time one gopi told to another friend, my dear friend, you want to go and see this beautiful boy called Govinda. He is playing his flute in the full moon night. It's a beautiful boy. He's standing there in his three bending form. It's beautiful. And then he says, but if you are still attached to your husband, your children, your family, I would say, don't go. Because if you go, and then that's it, it will be finished. So we have to be ready. We have to be ready to give up some attachments if we want to get close to Krishna. It's not that easy, but it is easy, but it's not that easy sometimes. We're living in Kali Yuga. It's so difficult. But the process in Kali Yuga is so purifying. It is said that etava neva lokesmin punsa dharma parasmita bhakti yoga bhagavati tangnama grahana divi. That the process of in this age of Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And that's the only thing that can help us to actually get closer to the Lord. So that's that is described. That's the way. Devotional service is so powerful. It is described that just like a dry wood is by fire, it turns into ashes. So similarly, devotional service can actually turn to ashes, all the materialistic attachments and desires. So devotional service is recommended in every part of the, almost in every page of the Bhagavatam. There is one devotee who, I think is Bilba Mangala Thakur. He says, Bhakti stvayisti ratara bhagavan yadishya daivena na faliti daivena na faliti Yuga Kishore. He said that when I do devotional service, I perceive the Lord everywhere. I can see the Lord. Because he's doing the devotional service. In devotional service, you can see the Lord. If you have any questions or any doubts, do devotional service. Do the practical thing. In this regard, actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, do not try to see Krishna, just like that, God. You should act in such a way that Krishna will come to see you. And also in another circumstance, one person came to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and he said, I have many questions. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he probably was busy. He said, go there, the devotees there, they can answer you, go in the kitchen. So he went there, and he started, you know, like he thought he's going to somebody's going to tell him about the questions that he had, doubts, but tell him, wash the pots. He started washing the pots, doing a lot of seva. And then after some time, when it was done, he came back to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, and he said, oh, you have any questions now? He said, no. My questions and answers. So he got purified. He actually understood somehow all the devotional service. He did some practical service. And yes, so we have to be actually eager again and be in the right association. How do you actually get that eagerness? If somebody might ask, how can I get eagerness for devotional service? Well, in the association of devotees only. There's no other way. You have to be in association of devotees. If you deprive of the association of devotees, then it's very risky. Very, very difficult. So therefore, all the paraphernalia that Srila Prabhupada offered to us is meant just for that, so we can please the Lord through devotional service, through the different many items that they are here. And also, just to give you some quick an understanding more of how devotional service, let me see, is perceived in different ways. There's a devotee who actually described this in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahayana. He actually is teaching us, and we have it here ourselves too. Sudavakata charana renu bhajana anukula bakata seva paramasiddhi premalatikara mula. He said, the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees gives rise to devotional service, and service to the devotees is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Madhavatiti bhakti janani yatane palanakori Krishna vasati vasali boli parama adarabori. With great care, I observe holy days like Ekadasi and Janmashtami, for they are the mother of devotion, and with the greatest reverence and love, I choose as my dwelling place the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. Gaur Amara ye savastane korala brahmana range se savastana heribo ame pranayi bhakata sange. In the company of loving devotees, see, in the association, in the company of loving devotees, I will visit all those places where my Lord Gorasundara traveled and performed his pastimes. Mirdangavarya sunite mana avasara sadayache Goravihita kirtana suni anandehido yanache. My mind always begs to hear the music of the Mirdanga, and my heart dances in ecstasy whenever I heard the kind of kirtan established by Lord Gorachandra. Yuga la murti de kiyamura parama ananda hoya prasada seva korite hoya sakala prapanchayaya. I feel supreme bliss when I behold the deities, forms of the divine couples, Sri and Krishna, and I conquer all worldly illusions by honoring the Lord's prasadam. Yedina grihe bhajana deki grihe te goloka bhaya charana siddhu deki ya ganga sukana sima paya. Every day Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home. When I see Lord Hari being worshipped there, my joy knows no bounds. When I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. Tulasi deki yudaya prana Madhava Toshani Jani Gora Priya Sakasevane Jivana Sartakamani. The sight of the tulsi plants suits my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. I feel that my life has been fulfilled. Bhakti Vinoda Krishna Bhajan. When I honor Shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation that is a favorite of Lord Chaitanya's. Bhakti Vinoda Krishna Vajane Anukulapayaha Pratidivase Paramasuke Swikara Kuroyeta. He said that whatever Bhakti Vinoda obtains, the furthest devotional service to see Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest joy. Wow, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhu. You're raising your hand. You have some questions. So this is so wonderful. So we have a wonderful process here to perform all these different paraphernalias. Are you waiting for the phone? All we have to do is just do what we already, what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing here. We have the tulsi plant, we get charanamrita, we have deities. A lot of devotees keep deities in their homes, so there's no difference. You know, some of us we choose to live in the temple, but some people they live outside. They have everything. They have Krishna there in their home. They have the holy name. Great. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Chaitanya Prabhu. Very beautiful class, like always. Prabhu, you started your class giving the example of this thief who approached Krishna with the intention of stealing the jewels from the Lord, and then eventually he became purified. So how can you explain that when Rupa Goswami gives the explanation of pure devotional service and the Abhilasita Sunyanyanakam, so that it should be performed in a favorable way. So at the same time, this guy approached the Lord, not in a favorable way, but unfavorable way, you know. So can you explain?
Yeah, there's many ways how we can answer that. And Krishna is totally independent. He doesn't go bound by rules and regulations. Oh, it has to be like this because in the books it's like that. He's totally free to do whatever he wants. And that soul was very fortunate. He chooses to give, you know, to offer that special mercy. It's like someone might think, even now in my case, I don't know about you, but it's like, really? Actually, I met friends before because I used to work and travel all over the world with friends. And I would meet them at the airport. I would hide. I didn't want them to see me because, you know, I wasn't sure at that time yet. What are you doing? They see me with a wig because we used to wear wigs. And I go, God, my friends are coming there. You know, some people from Holland, from France, from Spain, because we used to have international traveling all over the world. And then I go, oh, this person is going to come to talk to me. And then he says, you look different. What are you doing? You know? So what I'm trying to say is like, when I look at myself and I see that thief or that, doesn't really matter because in the description of Krishna giving the mercy, he says, even if you're a thief or you are lusty or you are in whichever way you are, you just somehow they get close to Krishna. In the Brihad Naradiya Purana, actually Krishna is telling Arjuna, he says, Arjuna, listen carefully. That person who sings my name, he said, either with devotion or just kind of neglectfully, like joking or whatever, that person lives closer to my heart, forever. And then, of course, if you go to the books and you say, well, and the book says that unless you chant pure name, it's there. some of the descriptions are to encourage you, but if you really want to become serious, you know, like in my case, I want to do the way the scripture says, the way Prabhupada has given us. And other ones is more lenient. This movement is a movement of encouragement. You know, you will not want to discourage anyone. Like those people who are celebrating Valentine, great, do it. Can you include God? Can you include God in your... And then it will be good. It will be perfect. So, anybody else wants to say something otherwise? Prasadam ki... Haribo. Yeah. Ravindrana, you see? Haribo. Maharaj wants to say something.
Yeah, thank you for a very nice class, Prabhu. Can you hear me? Is it okay? Yeah. I just wanted to make one point, and that is there are two main factors which allow, enable, help a devotee to actually see the Supreme Lord, because most do not really see Him. He doesn't manifest Him. And the reason He doesn't manifest is, as I said, there are two factors. The one factor is the purity of the desire of the devotee. He doesn't want to just see the Lord so he can walk around and tell everybody, I saw the Lord and talked to Him, or He shook my hand, to be proud, to be thinking He's big, He's great. He is big and proud. Nonetheless, he should not think that. That is all due to the arrangement of the Supreme Lord's mercy. This is the first thing. And the other thing is that we can never see Krishna actually unless Krishna is pleased by our loving service. And when He is pleased, He turns on, so to speak, a power which allows, which enables, which helps us to actually see Him. It's kind of like if you're in the dark and then and you don't see, or you can hardly see. But when somebody turns on the switch, you can see everything which is there. Krishna is ultimately in charge of our seeing Him, either from the point of view of our purity or the point of view of His recognizing that purity, which fulfills His own wish, and therefore we see Krishna. But a person who's very advanced, who does actually see Krishna, his position will always be, it had nothing to do with me. It had all to do with the Lord's mercy. So why that? Because he never wants to have that pride, that arrogance, that contempt, aboveness. He doesn't want that. He wants to actually feel that everything is happening by the mercy of Krishna. And if we have that attitude, then there's no chance, no room, no possibility for pride.
Thank you. Actually, Maharaj, quickly, thank you very much. That reminds me that one time, one person came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. He said, oh, I saw Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, really? Do you see Maya also? I said, yes. He said, then you haven't seen Krishna yet. Because once you see Krishna, Maya, you know. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hayandakara Yahantahan Krishna Maya Radhikara. Krishna is like the sun, Maya is darkness. So if you saw Maya, you haven't seen Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.